Biden said it's important for the nation to remember each individual life.
As we acknowledge the scale of this mass death in America, we remember each person and the life they lived. There are people we knew. There are people we feel like we knew.
Johns Hopkins University compiled the figures, which surpasses the number of people who died in 2019 of chronic lower respiratory diseases, stroke, Alzheimer's, flu, and pneumonia combined. Biden said the coronavirus does not discriminate in who it infects.
And it seems unbelievable, but I promise you, the day will come and the memory of the loved one you lost will bring a smile to your lips before a tear to your eye. It will come, I promise you. My prayer for you, though, is that day will come sooner rather than later. And that's when you know you're going to be okay.
Biden has suffered his share of family tragedies. He offered words of comfort to the bereaved.
And it seems unbelievable, but I promise you, the day will come and the memory of the loved one you lost will bring a smile to your lips before a tear to your eye. It will come, I promise you. My prayer for you, though, is that day will come sooner rather than later. And that's when you know you're going to be okay.
The president urged Americans that, as they pause to remember those who were lost to the disease, they continue to do their part to slow its spread.
As we all remember, I also ask us to act, to remain vigilant, to stay socially distanced, to mask up, get vaccinated when it's your turn.
President Biden has ordered flags on federal property lowered to half staff for 5 days in commemoration. The administration has said it expects to have enough vaccine for every American by the end of July. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.